are we at right now? Can I get a little Ric Flair drip woo?
Woo!
Damn, that sounded good. One more time. Woo! Oh my God, I kind of want to rap right now, but I won't. Good morning. This is the Joe and Alex Show. Got Joe, Alex, Liv, the web girl, doing her thing. And check this out. This game I saw is from the Motion Picture Academy, their Twitter account. They asked people that were following them to describe the plot of their favorite movie, and they only could use 5 words. So I got a bunch of words. I'll quiz you guys. We actually got some calls that are going to kind of quiz us. And like an example we just gave, dead ball players live in corn, like a cornfield. And that was right when Liv said Field of Dreams.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. All right, let's go to Matt. We'll kick it off with Matt. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Matt, you got a movie with 5 words?
Yes.
All right, give us those 5 words. We'll try to guess it.
Okay. His name, say 3 times.
Oh.
Oh, my God, no. Okay, I know that. That's a great clue. Why am I blanking on what it is?
His name, say
3 times. Who? Oh, my God, why am I blanking on
this? Is it Aladdin? Is it like the genie?
No, Beetlejuice. No. It's Beetlejuice.
Oh.
One more time.
Beetlejuice.
Ah!
Hey! Beetlejuice. That's a good one, Matt. Hey, brother, thanks for listening and for calling into the show.
I wasn't allowed to watch that.
What? I was too scared to watch it.
I don't think it's that scary as it seems. Maybe as a kid it would have been. But I think you should watch it now, like around Halloween or something.
Yeah, I want to, actually.
All right, we'll have a movie night. Let's see here. I probably messed it up. Is this Jelena?
Galena. Hey, good morning.
I suck at life. Sorry about that, Galena. Give us the 5 words. We'll try to guess the movie.
Okay, so it's quirky undercover cop solves pageant.
Oh, Miss Congeniality.
You got it.
Wow.
I'm glad you knew. I had no clue what that was. I thought it was like
I knew
Quirky
it, but
Romano.
I couldn't think of the name, but I knew exactly what movie she was talking about.
Hey, thank you so much, Jelena. We appreciate it. All right, let's talk to Holly. Holly, what are your 5 words for a movie? We'll try to guess.
All right. It is a book that contains mean gossip.
Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dang! I know none of these. Holly, that is awesome. We love your laugh, by the way. That's a good laugh.
Try to guess mine. Try to guess mine.
Okay,
go ahead.
A toaster, a radio, a blanket, a vacuum, and an air conditioner.
The great...
I loved that movie as a kid.
Blanky. I know it's Blanky. What is it? The Great... It's not The Great Escape.
It's
not Land Before Time. That's a dinosaur movie.
I don't know the name at all. There's no chance I remember the name, but I remember loving that as a kid.
You're both wrong.
What is it?
Well, Liv might be right, but she doesn't have an answer. Joe doesn't have
I know
it right.
What you're talking about, though. There's a vacuum, and he's got the big old nose, and there's Blanky, who's a big baby.
And then the radio's yellow, or the toaster's yellow or something.
And they use, blanket's
like,
yellow.
They use the cord to kind of like help save them. I remember that.
What is it?
I know. What is it?
Does anyone know? 317-239-1009.
Stop with your trickery. All right, we'll if you know that one, call us, and we'll do one more with where we try to guess. Connor, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are the 5 words that describe the movie?
The words are kidnapped daughter makes dad violent.
Taken!
That's right.
Yeah! All right, Connor, thank you, buddy. You have a good day.
Man, nobody knows what mine is.
No, well, let them call.
That's in such an old movie.
317-239-1009. Real quick, get the clues, and then I'll give you some more why people call
in. A radio, a lamp, a vacuum, a blankie, and an air conditioner.
I also do want to say, A is still a word.
A?
Oh, she did it in 6.
A lamp.
Oh,
a
okay.
Radio.
Well, okay, so say lamp, radio, vacuum, toaster.
Yeah.
Air conditioner.
Air conditioner, okay.
We're getting some calls.
Wow, we're getting a bunch of calls. Good morning, who's this?
This is Danielle.
Hey, do you know the movie Alex is talking about?
Yes, The Brave Little Toaster.
Yay! The Brave Little Toaster! Okay, hey, good job. Way to go. That's a classic movie right there.
Master!
All right, I want
Master, he's coming back!
I just feel like you say that at home sometimes randomly to yourself. Master!
Joe, did you cry during that movie?
I did. I cried a lot of them. What was the movie, too? It was like a rooster where he played guitar and there was like a big evil owl.
I don't know that. No, but so I know there was the Brave Little Toaster Goes to the Rescue. There was Brave Little Toaster Goes to Mars. There was Ratso and Brave Little Toaster Goes to Mars.
All right, let me rattle a few more of these off because I think they're so good. I want to share them with you. And make sure you check out this podcast later, too. You can quiz your friends with it. Woman will not share door.
Titanic.
Correct. Boom, right there.
I never watched Titanic.
That's illegal.
You have never seen Titanic?
No. Nope.
What?
I know. Jewel Daddy wants to show it to me.
Yes, like, let him. Yeah. It's so romantic, and it's 3 hours long.
Oh, God. You guys will be making out.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one right here. Chocolatier psychologically tortures five teens.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Dang, homie. You're on fire over here. That's very impressive.
You're off the mic.
All right, cool. Let's see here. I bet you won't get this one. Wrongfully convicted, so broke out.
Oh, I know this. Shawshank Redemption.
Oh my God! Wow. Look at you pulling the stuff
out
there.
I've never seen it, but I had somebody tell me the plot.
Is Shawshank Redemption the one where he like breathes the life back into the mouse?
That's the Green Mile. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Green Mile is amazing.
Shawshank Redemption is like black and white subtitles, right?
No. It's with Morgan Freeman. It's like a classic movie.
What am I thinking of that's black and white subtitles? That's a classic. It's like about the Holocaust.
Schindler's List?
Yes, that. I couldn't get through that movie, and everyone says it's so good because I like hated reading the subtitles and that it was in black and white.
See, I can't follow black and white movies. Like, I'm like, is that the same person? Like, I can't follow it. I can't. It's something about it being in black and white. I can't understand what they're saying.
It's too hard. We're too privileged, our generation.
Last one. Just yell out your answer as soon as you know it. Your mother never loved you.
Ooh.
What movie? If you think about like what happened.
Look, I don't
in the movie,
appreciate you masquerading this as like a movie to tell me.
About you? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Your mother never
think about it.
Loved
Your
you.
Your mother never loved you. Because when I tell you the answer, like, oh my God, that totally should have been the name of the movie.
What?
It's a funny movie.
Funny? I don't know.
Mila Kunis. Is that a clue?
No.
Mila Kunis was really mean to him?
No.
Home Alone. One
Mila Kunis?
What?
She's not
she
in
date,
that.
Didn't she date him?
Oh, Macaulay Culkin. I thought you were talking about, if you say Mila Kunis, I'm thinking
your
she's in the movie.
Your mother never loved you. I don't think that's a good title for that.
No, I don't either.
Yeah, it describes
your
it.
Your parents left you
the
on
mom,
Christmas.
The mom. Well, yeah, that's it. Your parents never loved you if they left you around there
no,
all the time.
No, that was a bad.
Horrible.
All right, let's end on a good one. Alien wants to go home.
E.T.
There we go. Liv's the big winner right there.